Welcome to Your Utah. I am Taylor Powers. Ethan Millard is over there. And we have two very special guests with us today. We have Garrett Goodwin and Kim Christofferson. They are with the American Heroes Foundation. And we're going to be talking about an event that's coming to Utah on Veterans Day, November 11th. This is Saturday. A really, really great event that's going to support this foundation. And if you're not familiar with it, Garrett, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the foundation itself?
Well, I'm Garrett Goodwin, and I'm the president and founder of the American Heroes Foundation. It's a 501c3 based out of Tampa, Florida, but we are a national organization. We respond and provide services to military, veterans, all first responders, and all of their family members as well.
Yeah, that's interesting because you've got kind of a catch-all organization. Usually we see them, you know, different organizations will pick up one segment of that group. You know, an organization might work just with first responders or might just support veterans or just support active duty. But you guys are kind of roping everyone in together.
Well, and it's funny you say that. We did that strategically. There's a lot of organizations out there that are very linear. And I've been a part of those different organizations, sitting on boards and providing volunteerism for different events. And I love them, and God bless them for them doing that. I don't want to say no. I'm a first responder and a veteran. Over 40% of all first responders are veterans or currently serving in the reserve component anyway.
Yep.
So to me, it seemed like, well, why are we separating our heroes? They're all America's heroes. They all take an oath. They all walk out the door, go to work every day, not knowing realistically that there's a good chance they may not be coming back.
Well, and they play multiple roles: veteran, police officer, paramedic, Army Reserve. You know, that you
firefighters.
You find these same guys playing multiple, you know, putting on different hats. So that makes total sense.
Yeah, it does to me anyway.
Yeah. Well, I love this event: Red, White, and Pew.
Yeah. So
PEW: Red, White, and Pew.
Red, White, and Pew. So there's nothing disrespectful against America. It's quite
no,
the
course.
Opposite. A lot of gun enthusiasts and military people and first responders, we have the joke, pew, 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 pew. Like
right.
You shoot your gun and go to the range.
To make the gunfire, yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's, you know, in cartoons and all that stuff. So we just thought that having such a great event should have a catchy name. And
yeah.
It's American Heroes Foundation, Red, White, and Pew Veterans Day event. So Veterans Day fundraiser.
So what are people going to find? So Taylor and I roll up to the Red, White, and Pew.
So you're going to come up to a huge, fantastic range that's going to be all set up with tents and food and vendors. You're going to sign in. You're going to have your ticket, and when you present your ticket, you're going to sign it, which you're going to get from GrowTix online. You're going to sign in and sign a waiver, get an armband. You're going to get a raffle ticket, depending on what level you are. You can get one raffle ticket or 50 raffle tickets if you're a whole $5,000 team that's competing. You're going to see in the opening ceremony guys jumping out of the sky, a veterans jump team carrying the American flag, and we'll be singing the national anthem, and they're going to land on the range. We'll have our opening ceremonies. And then you're going to see Rangers, Green Berets, and Navy SEALs compete with other civilians on teams on a three-station event. And all of the targets they'll be shooting at are reactive. So when they hit the target, it'll either fall, spin, or explode.
Is this does each team bring their own weapons?
No. If you're a competitor, because we have some snipers and some SWAT guys and some really skilled folks that are creating a team, because there's a lot of team competition, they're the only ones that are allowed to bring their own weapons.
Okay.
Everybody else has to use the weapons that we have at the ranch.
But you get, I'm just looking at the website, theamericanheroesfoundation.org, and you've got kind of the whole spectrum. So you've got shotguns, you've got pistols, automatic rifles.
Okay, so
machine pistols.
Everything you've ever seen on TV that is an actual firearm is going to be at this event.
And that's everyone, amazing to me.
So you'll have the chance to shoot guns that you never thought you'd be able to see, let alone in person on a movie, but in your own hands.
Yeah.
This is the only facility in the country or in the world that has the military-grade weapons that they do. It's a private facility. To have a membership there is $25,000 a year because of the type of equipment that this facility has. So someone coming in for and buying tickets for this event will have that opportunity. And it is a family event, so this is open to kids. And we have range safety officers that will help them shoot the guns. We also have a Bearcat they can shoot fully automatic weapons out of and things like that. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone that would want access to be able to shoot these type of guns, because there's nowhere else they could go to do so.
But that's just the beginning.
Yep.
There's so much more.
That's the tip.
So that's for a $50 ticket. You can come to the event, and that includes lunch. And we have some really good food prepared for lunch by a gourmet chef. And you buy ammo tickets. So each ammo ticket is $10, and you'll have a menu that you can take your ammo tickets and shoot any gun at all during what's called an open shoot. Mm-hmm. So after the competition team goes through, right behind them, you as a spectator will be able to go in and take your tickets, and you can buy more tickets, and you'll give your tickets to shoot the gun. So basically you're buying the ammo to shoot the weapon system.
So it's kind of I love that there's a menu.
Mm-hmm.
That
you can, whole gun menu and ammo menu.
Isn't that amazing?
We're probably talking about 20 different weapon systems. Everything from the M1 and 34 Gatling gun that you see in movies and TV shooting out of the side of helicopters.
And that's the one where you hold it with both hands with little thumb triggers,
right?
Yeah,
it's called a butterfly trigger.
And it goes,
We have the big Mod Deuces, which is the big 50 caliber machine guns, the 240. We have the SAW. We've got all kinds of AR-15s and Uzis and MP5s. And I mean, again, if you can think of the weapon, it's going to be. We have a 20 millimeter cannon rifle, a 20 millimeter cannon rifle that you can shoot.
That's amazing.
There's only like two exist in the country.
No, those rounds are enormous. I can't imagine shouldering something like that.
They're the size of a banana.
Yeah. It's completely shocking.
And so if you're wondering where all these guns are going to be taking place, it's at, it's called Big Shot Ranch. It's out in Grantsville, and it's on a property of 65 acres. Is that right?
67, yeah.
67 acres.
And they're hosting this great organization, the American Heroes Foundation, on Veterans Day, November 11, 2017. So this is what you got to do. Go to the AmericanHeroesFoundation.org. You can also, you guys are on Facebook as well,
we
right?
Absolutely are. Go like our page.
So wherever you engage things like this, definitely get to this event. I think for sure I'm going to be there, and I want a photo of Taylor
holding one of those.
Shooting one of these.
Not just holding it. You've got to take the shoot. It. Yeah, but absolutely.
But we're blowing up pumpkins, 800-pound red, white, and blue pumpkins. They're going to be eviscerated into space, and chunks are going to fly.
Well, currently we're arguing on whether it's going to be incinerated or chunks on audience. My vote is I would like everyone to leave with pumpkin seeds in their hair. Maybe we can sell ponchos as another option.
Yes.
So. We have a drone shoot. You get to shoot drones out of the sky.
That's
who
amazing.
Doesn't want to do that?
All the proceeds from this event go to the American Heroes Foundation,
100%.
Which is something that you definitely want to support, and you need to research more about it. And if you're not able to go to the event, you can still donate. So go onto their website, theamericanheroesfoundation.org, and definitely get to know them.
Yeah. And if you go to our site to buy tickets and for some reason you can't make the event, you can purchase a ticket, a VIP pass, a competition ticket, or a regular admission ticket and sponsor a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Or a first responder.
Or
really
a first
responder.
Really
great.
And we will give that to them, and that allows them to come to our event.
That's
so if
awesome,
you can't make it and you want to help, you can donate that and buy the ticket.
I love that idea.
And we are ending the event by blowing up a vehicle as well. So
of course. Why wouldn't you? Right? You know what I love about this is, and these honestly are rare. There are a lot of cool events. There are a lot of fun events. But it's rare to have an event that gives you access to a place that you normally would not be able to go and do things that you normally would never, ever be allowed to do. So this is a unique kind of event, definitely a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity on multiple fronts. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to grab a quick break. Again, go to theamericanheroesfoundation.org to get your tickets, to get that process rolling so you can make it there on November 11th, which is Veterans Day. When we come back, we're going to talk about one other element to the American Heroes Foundation, and that is something they're calling Camp Thrive, which we're just starting to learn about here at UR Utah, but it's something that is starting to become a very important resource for first responders, veterans, active duty military, and their families. So stay right here. We'll be right back with more of UR Utah. this has been an interesting episode of Your Utah, Taylor.
It's been really interesting.
We cover a lot of different kinds of activities, but this one is unique.
It definitely is. And it's been really great to get to know both Garrett and Kim a little bit and talk about the American Heroes Foundation and what it is, what it represents, and how we all can help.
So, Garrett and Kim, let's talk about Camp Thrive. Camp Thrive is part of your mission as an organization. Again, the AmericanHeroesFoundation.org is the website. Camp Thrive, how do you describe Camp Thrive to people?
Paradise, recovery, reunification, a place where our heroes can go to thrive. American Heroes Foundation exists to help our heroes thrive, and their families are, and our, the community is a huge part of that. Surviving sucks, okay? Just barely being able to make your bills or get out of bed every day. You know, we're not used to that. We're used to doing, you know, great things, charging bad guys and putting out fires and doing all that stuff. And so when you're injured and you're making, you're a firefighter and you're getting workers' comp and you're getting, you know, three-fourths of your current salary when they're not taking into account the six overtime shifts you work. Every first responder I know has two jobs or works overtime.
Yeah.
50, 60 hours a week. To make ends meet. It's a pretty thankless job that our heroes do because they're addicted to service. They love to serve. So whether you're physically, mentally, emotionally, or there's nothing wrong with you, you need a place to go. You need a place to reunify and to be not a safe place, and we will not call Camp Thrive a retreat because we do not retreat. So Camp Thrive is not a retreat. It's an outdoor, fully adaptive recreational facility. So when I say fully adaptive, there's a Green Beret that we're a huge part of helping down in Tampa Bay. He was shot in the neck. He's paralyzed from the neck down. He can only move his head. So he's our litmus test. If he can't come to Camp Thrive and use the shooting range, the archery range, go fishing with his kid, go sit by the campfire and run around in track chairs. So one of the other big things about Camp Thrive is we're going to have miles of track chairs. Track chairs are wheelchairs with tank tracks on them.
Cool.
And they allow the injured veteran or first responder to not only sit, but to stand. And we partnered.
I've seen those.
Those are, yeah,
they're like
amazing.
Gyro operated. So they lift you up so that so you're at eye level.
Correct. And so they go through mud. They go through rocks. They go through streams and dirt and snow that can be used year round. But they're cost prohibitive. And a lot of people in urban environments can't use them. So we're going to have 15 or 20 again with miles of trails. So these guys can come out and gals can come out to Camp Thrive, which is 122 acres in the hills of East Tennessee out by Gatlinburg in the Smoky Mountains, where they can come out and just enjoy their time. It's completely free for them and their families. I've got a SWAT buddy who's an Army Ranger who's down in Tampa Bay, and last December he had to take the life of a suspect, and it was do or die. And he was about to kill someone, so he did his job, and he's not... the people have an impact. Like even when you do your job and you're in the right and you take someone's life, it still has a significant impact.
It's hard.
And he asked me, he said, Garrett, because I call him, said, hey man, you know, how you doing? He's like, dude, when is Camp Thrive going to be open? I want to kiss my kid and my wife right now and just go up there for a couple of days and decompress and just relax. So we're going to have zip lines up there. We're going to have a ton of programs. Family and community reintegration programs, military sexual trauma programs, because we feel that the women's side of first responders and the veterans are underserved. So one of our main things with the American Heroes Foundation is to bring in those elements too. People like, well, it's a small part of the population, but they're still the population, and they need help just like anybody else.
Yeah.
So this is a place where you can tangibly come to and put your hands on it. It's not Wounded Warrior Project. It's not the Red Cross. It's a place where you get to come build the place that you're going to come to every year. Hey, Dad, we going to Camp Thrive this year? Yeah, you're darn right we are. And you get to come back every year. And if you want to know where your money went or where it's going, just stop by Camp Thrive. We're open 24/7, 365.
It's all right there.
From an outside perspective that – a civilian perspective too, I've been fully immersed into this community of veterans and first responders the last 2 years with different projects, and that's how I met Garrett. The camaraderie that is in this group of people is unbelievable. The impact and the things they can do when they come together, and they come together for all of their own and their families and everything, and anybody else that's even involved in any capacity. And just the camaraderie there, I can see why they need this. You know, he doesn't say retreat, but an escape from, you know, people who don't understand, because somebody who hasn't seen what they've seen or done what they've done can't possibly understand. We can try to have that empathy there, but we can try to relate, or but we can't comprehend what they've been through. But to see how they come together and they need that, you know, whether they talk about it or not, just that relatability of they know what each other have gone through or going through, and they can just go talk about it, not talk about it, but just be together, is such a huge deal for these guys and gals. It's amazing to me to see this community and what they accomplish when they come together. So,
you know, you're absolutely right. And I think what you guys are doing is so important, especially with Camp Thrive. I've got a vacation coming up, and I'm so looking forward to it. Like, I'm desperate to go on this vacation, and all I do is what you see here. Like, all I do is sit in this chair, and I operate these buttons, I do this thing. I can only imagine for someone who has to do this difficult work as a first responder, as a member of the U.S. Armed Forces, I can only imagine how they must feel about their free time and about their vacation time.
They need a place to decompress. They need a place to sometimes readjust. A lot of our veterans are coming back, and I think with due regard, they're like, you know, they're in line at the grocery store and they hear people, you know, moan and groan about different things and how what other people look as priorities.
They must roll their eyes so hard.
And they do, but I think one of the things that's important, I keep telling all my brothers and sisters that, hey, look, we're less than 1% of the entire United States population. Yeah. So when we come back from war, we come back from something or transition out of the law enforcement or firefighting or whatnot, we're coming back to this, especially our veterans, is we're coming back to your world, to the civilian world. We need to learn how to thrive and interact and adapt and bring you into our world. That's why we're going to have reunification and community programs at Camp Thrive. And we're going to coordinate with groups, veterans groups and organizations and resources all across the country. And remember, nothing like this exists in the world. Nothing. There is not an outdoor recreation facility with camping, hunting, fishing, horseback riding with equine therapy. There's nothing like that that's owned and fully adaptive, owned by veterans, first responders, and military folks and their families. Because that's who owns Camp Thrive, not me. American Heroes Foundation is owned by the people we serve. So you own it, not me. But I'll be there, I promise.
All right.
Everything here that you guys have talked about it's so necessary. It's so needed. And these heroes, they live a life that we don't understand, like you said, and they're surviving in a different way that we are. And so for them to have this Camp Thrive, these opportunities, they deserve it so much. And Garrett, you are one of those heroes. So for that, I thank you for your services and for bringing this to our world, because it's very much needed. And I thank you both for being here and letting us talk with you and get the word out to the people that are listening to this podcast. So if you are listening, share, go on their website, the American Heroes Foundation, learn about Camp Thrive, learn about the event, donate, buy a ticket, and we'll see you out there. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoy this episode and your Utah.